KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's 42 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Union County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that an Adair County man was arrested Thursday evening on drug charges at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 38-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham of Orient was arrested on a Union County warrant for two charges of a controlled substance violation. Waddingham remained held in the Union County Jail Friday on $50,000 bond. Today is another National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, where you get the chance to bring in your unwanted prescription drugs. The director of the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy, Steve Lucan, says the Take-Back Days are part of a bigger effort to stop drug abuse.
It's a very important piece, trying to get these unused drugs out of the home, because we know nationwide this is a really big issue as far as how young people in particular get addicted to pain pills and to opioids. They will use unused drugs or even drugs that they find in the medicine cabinets of family and friends.
The events are held twice a year, and Lucan says he's pleased with the past results here in Iowa.
Iowa has consistently been a leader in the country in terms of the total pounds taken in. In fact, we're getting close to having 40 tons of unused drugs taken since the program has gotten underway. So it's a huge success.
He says turning in the unused drugs not only keeps them from getting in the hands of someone who might misuse them, it also keeps them from being flushed down the toilet or into landfills where they can impact water supplies.
We encourage Iowans to take a few minutes, maybe look through the medicine cabinet if you have, in particular, unused pain pills. It's just a good opportunity to get rid of them in a safe and secure way and do the right thing.
In the KJAN listening area, by the way, here are some of the drop-off sites, and you can do that between 10 a.m. today and 2 p.m. In Atlantic, at the Atlantic Police Department, inside the City Hall building, there's a drop box there. In Council Bluffs, it'll be at the Walgreens store at 535 East Broadway Street. You can drop off your unwanted prescription drugs in Lenox at Nucara Pharmacy number 30 at 107 North Main Street. In Shenandoah, at the Shenandoah Police Department, and Carter Lake at Carter Lake City Hall. Also, you can drop off your medications at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Big Lake Road in Council Bluffs, in Glenwood at the Glenwood PD, in Adel at Sumter Pharmacy, and in Mount Air at the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office. You can find other locations on where to drop off your unused medicine at the Office of Drug Control Policy website at www.odcp.iowa.gov. The Griswold School Board met in a special session Friday afternoon in the middle school high school building. Superintendent Dave Hendricks started off by mentioning three items on the agenda would be tabled and discussed at a future meeting. They included approval of contract renewals for certified staff, non-certified coaches, sponsors, administration, quasi-administration, and support staff, as well as setting the contract issue and return dates.
Obviously, per previous email, we put this on there and hoping we'll be ready. We're actually ready for certified staff, but the other two areas, we got some loose ends to tie up, and we'd rather not leave certain people off because people assume it for bad reasons, and it's not. So we'll just skip over those.
The board Friday approved the resignation of elementary teacher, of the current school year, and Veronica McKee was her name, and a potential new hire for the district. Teresa Furness decided after a week-long trial that she did not wish to continue with the district, therefore she will not be hired. In other business, the Griswold School Board approved a reduction in force, or RIF. Superintendent Hendricks recommended, and the board approved the reduction of TJ Quick from a full-time teacher to 7/8 time teacher.
The recommendation today is to reduce TJ Quick's contract from full-time to 7/8 time, not due to performance, rather due to a lapse in his health certification. The district is required to offer and teach health, and presently, at the start of the school year, we will not have anybody on staff that's certified to do that. This will allow us to seek someone who can teach health. Mr. Quick was told he'll have the opportunity, if he can make it work, to get what he needs to do to get his license renewed. If we've not filled at that time, then we'll come back to him and offer him a full-time job.
And Griswold School Board Friday approved also the hiring or the offering of a cash in lieu of insurance, which would save the district over $3,000 per year instead of $6,000.
Currently, staff members have no incentive not to take the single health insurance if they already have coverage. There are some people that are double covered for the simple fact that why wouldn't you be? Because there's no reason not to. If staff is covered by a spouse's group plan or retired military or eligible for Medicaid, then they could waive coverage and the district would give them $250 a month in cash, which comes to $32.23 per month, because the rest of that is the taxes that the district has to pay.
The move affects about six or seven employees, he said, and will not impact the district's group insurance coverage or policy. The board also approved what Hendricks called the concept of changes to the professional salary range because they've agreed to have a labor management committee explore and set the details later. No changes were made to the salary range. They also approved placing limits on the number of paid coaches based on the number of students participating in a sport. The final items on their agenda approved by the board included master contracts with the certified and non-certified staff, which calls for, among other things, no increase in salary, with the exception of TSS, that's teacher salary supplement, but there was a district-wide $16,575 insurance package increase, which is a $2,560 total package increase. Like millions of Americans, Alice Flynn's father, Tom, is from the Elkhorn-Kimbleton area, was a World War II veteran who rarely spoke of his time in combat, and he was a Nazi prisoner as well. Prisoner of war, leaving a big mystery when he passed away in 1993. Alice decided to find out more about his wartime experiences, the research from which resulted in her first book, Unforgettable, the biography of Captain Thomas J. Flynn. While researching her father's life, she uncovered his amazing story of heroism and self-sacrifice as part of the critical defensive stand at Hüsingen, Luxembourg, during the first 3 days of the Battle of the Bulge. A formerly little-told story prompted Alice to create a website, unforgettableveteran.com, where she posted a great deal of her research.
Through that, they found my book, my dad's biography, and they bought it because they knew there was a lot of stuff that talked about the unit, what they did during World War II. And so these families started contacting me through my website and said, my dad fought with your dad, and you just filled in all the missing pieces. And then they started sharing their dad's stories and their pictures, and I just got so much more information that I really felt like I had to rewrite the war part of his story.
The information she shared with and received from families resulted in a more in-depth book on the men who fought in her father's unit during the Battle of the Bulge. The second book is entitled The Heroes of Hüsingen, Their Untold Story. And while other books on the battles covered a wider range of information, Flynn's book narrows down the focus to one particular unit and their fight.
And it's just the most really comprehensive personal perspective of what happened on the front lines at the beginning of the Battle of the Bulge. 3 days before the 101st Airborne got to Bastogne, which is, you know, famous for the Band of Brothers series and book. And so it tells a very personal perspective because a lot of the stories are told by the men themselves, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what's going on around them, and you know, seeing their buddies hurt and how that impacted them as the story's evolving.
Her books have received several awards. The Heroes of Hüsingen has been described as scrupulously researched, history at its best, an important contribution to World War II literature. Alice Flynn will be given a presentation this Sunday at the American Legion Memorial Building here in Atlantic at 201 Poplar Street, and that'll be from 2 until 3 p.m. There is no fee for the program, as it's sponsored by the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, or ARISE. The group owns the American Legion Memorial Building, which houses a military museum and library. You can go to ariseatlantic.org for more information. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.